As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Thursday, can't read this morning, Thursday, live broadcast, September the 17th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to become vocal local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions always with you to our returning guest, independent researcher Vicki Davis. And Vicki, I've got crickets and cockroaches and you name it. Everything is moving inside of the house. So we're going to hear little cockroaches in the background. No, folks, it's not my meditation tape. It's the real deal. Anyway, if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place and at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular. What a philosophically radical thought, freedom. And still remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game. And to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 to join us live on air or take Oracle with you on your mobile device. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free, 866-841-1065. Of course, those numbers are all posted on the oraclebroadcasting.com website for your reference. You can also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost, like become vocal local, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. A big shout out this morning to Liberty Radio in Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and of course 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. Gold building strong support this morning above $1,000. The stocks and the currencies continue their upward trend. We're going to talk about harmonization of tax systems, tripartite coalition building, and more with our guest, Vicki Davis. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to those market reports for Thursday, September the 17th, 2009. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold trading down $2.50 at $1,014.80. Silver losing 4 cents in morning trading, trades at $17.36 an ounce. Platinum, and this is all bullion market, folks. 13 platinum, $13.35, losing $10 off its closing yesterday. Palladium up a buck at $298 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, we got about a $13 spread this morning, $1,012.30 for a low, $1,025.10 for a high. At $1,014.80, your gold is up $151.90 from where it was last year at this time for a 17.60% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix, the AM London Gold Fix, the boys in London set the price at $1,020.50, and you can see that we're running about $6 and change below that right now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 108 points yesterday at 97.92. The NASDAQ was up 31. Bernie Madoff's NASDAQ was up 31 at 21.33. The S&P was up 16 at 1,069. So we see a continuing upward trend in the stocks. Crude oil loses 29 cents, trading at 72.22. And the USDX is up 5 basis points at 76.30. We'll pick it all up right there on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Prime Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, September the 17th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Yes, we come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name again is William Roberts, the host of this broadcast, I guess you could say. I'm joined again by Vicki Davis. We've got a little bit more material to go over if we wanted to in the markets, but really there's not that much there, and I'd rather take the time with Vicki. The market place today is rather stagnant. We'll see where it goes by the end of the day. Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning, Will.
Well, it's sure nice to have you come back on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I look forward to these broadcasts, and so do our listeners. I've gotten a lot of good email to support our idea of working together on Tuesdays and Thursdays and digging into your research bin and finding information that is pertinent to the day that we're living in. So much of my research is musty old stuff from old fuzzy books, you know. So this is a nice blending of research. But for the listeners, Vicki has a website. It's www.channelingreality.com. That's channelingreality.com. And for those of you that have been with me since the beginning here on Oracle, you know that my website is not on the web right now. Took it down for a redo and haven't gotten busy on that. Been busy on other things. So what Vicki's done is she's put a page on her website titled Become Vocal Local. So you can log on to channelingreality.com. And look on the left-hand side, go down and click on the Become Vocal Local link. And each time we come together here on Tuesdays and Thursdays, she posts information that to bring to your attention, research documents, much more material than we'll ever cover in a day. I mean, we've got hundreds of pages involved here today. But, Vicki, we're talking about, and we started on Tuesday, this idea of harmonization, central planning. Give us an idea where you'd like us to go today, and then let's go ahead and begin.
Well, it should be interesting today because every time I find a new piece of information that, you know, either fits in with what, you know, gives me a new piece of the puzzle or that helps me to clarify in my mind, you know, the big picture of what's going on. It, you know, it sets my mind off in about 1,000 different directions, and that's kind of where I am today because in something that I was reading yesterday, it made reference to Governor Ed Rendell and his working with European transportation managers.
And what state is he from?
Pennsylvania.
Okay, Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Well, and it turns out, you know, he's also the chairman of the National Governors Association this year, and his initiative is rebuilding the American infrastructure. And so I found some great documentation on the plans that they have to basically rebuild the entire United States infrastructure.
Well, give the audience a little bit for those that aren't familiar with the term. You know, not everybody's up to speed and read these documents already. What are we talking about when we talk about infrastructure?
Well, we're talking about highways and railways and pipelines and electricity, anything that is a major service that is part of the background in terms of you know, what you look at, but it's integral, absolutely essential to the functioning of the economy.
Okay, so when I was in college back in the 70s, one of the things that I'd written in a term paper just kind of comes to mind again, that it was my opinion at that time, in that stage of development, 1 year into college, that the real purpose of government was to provide those goods and or services that the people were either unable or unwilling to provide for themselves. And so when we think of it along those lines, and we can understand that there are certain things that we can do and certain things that we must do, but there are other things that we have come to either accept or depend upon that are beyond the capacity of an individual to create or to maintain, such as roads and waters and sewer, the internet, the telephone, electrical systems, electric grids, things like that, other things that are out there, shipping, docks, ports, wharfs, harbors, military, things like that, airports perhaps even. There are things that are above and beyond the reach of an individual, and so these might fall into an umbrella of acceptable or allowable or even desirable things for the government to participate in, where we pool our resources and create them. And so then out of all of that comes this umbrella or an outline of what is infrastructure. Is that a fair assumption?
Yeah, that's an excellent description of it, things that we cannot provide for ourselves, that we must do collectively.
Yeah, either,
and,
can, or either cannot or will not do.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, that find, the reason why that is significant is that if you go back to some of our earlier broadcasts and where we were talking about war in the context of everything else.
Correct.
There was a man named Jacques Delors who was the president of the European Union, and he came up with a paper in 1993. It's called the white paper. I mean, there's a number to it. But you can get the link to it in on my website in the documents called War in the Context of Everything Else, Global Ponzi Scheme. But in that white paper, he lays out a strategic plan for the European community. And if you take that plan, and it even says in that plan that the reason that they're doing that is because the Americans are doing this. You know, they're doing this building of infrastructure. So we have to do this building of infrastructure. And what struck me about what Ed Rendell was saying is that in the PBS interview that I have the link for right there, he's saying that the Europeans are doing this rebuilding of infrastructure, so we have to do it. So what's happening, what's been happening, and since at least 1993, and I don't know for how long before that, but they've been playing off at, you know, one country, one political system over there against our political system. And I don't really think it's a competition of systems. I think it's the same people behind both.
Yeah, exactly. What they're basically doing is they're talking about this, the development of this evolving global economy. And in order for us to remain competitive in this evolving global economy, then we all need to harmonize and collectivize our efforts. It's basically not diversity, it's homogeneity, and it's a global cesspool, in my opinion. We'll pick it up right there after this break, folks. Stay with us. Be back in 3 minutes.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we've returned once again, and also I'll remind the audience, the listeners, as I get my tongue moving right today, you can always call in throughout the broadcast. The number is 866-841-1065. If you'd like to join in on the discussion and in the Austin, Texas area, or if you have unlimited long-distance access, you can call in at 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. Of course, your calls are welcome. Speaking again this morning with Vicki Davis, as we do on Tuesdays and Thursdays, you might want to visit her website this morning, www.channelingreality.com, and on the homepage, you'll find on the left-hand side a Become Vocal Local link. If you click on that, it'll open up a page that'll show you the very documents that we're referring to right here live on air. Back to you, Vicki. When we think about this idea of harmonizing the infrastructure and the economy of the United States and Europe and our Mexican and Canadian trading partners in this North American community and Asia, all of that, where it's presented in such a fashion that we're competing with these various places, and in a way I suppose we are. But at the same time, as you indicated, it's a lot of top-down comprehensive planning to build a global system for the 21st century. We find ourselves caught up in this mess, but as I intimated on the going out into the break, really we're building this global cesspool where the problems, like economic problems that are created here by the Federal Reserve banking system, then impact other places like India and China, where they would not necessarily have those problems if it wasn't for these comprehensive planners that sometimes go astray.
Well, it's a contradiction, isn't it, to harmonize with your competitors?
Well, it is. It's like trying to go into their locker room and sit down with their game plan and then let them see your game plan and then expect to win on the field. Yeah, it's rather ridiculous.
Yeah, well, and that is the most fundamental thing, the biggest clue, if you will, to what's really going on. It's not, this whole thing is not about competition. Apparently the concept of competition is something that sells in America, and I think it's because we've been conditioned to be competitive people. So, you know, anytime leaders say, oh, we've got to do this to compete, well, yeah, gee, we better do that or we won't win.
Yeah, it's kind of a concept that I've advanced on numerous occasions. That it sounds a little bit grotesque when you begin into it, but as I go, you understand it better. But America has a love affair with their balls. You know, they love their football and their basketball and their handball, their soccer ball, and their billiard balls and their tennis balls and their golf balls, and everybody through education throughout the entire process, they spend more attention focused on what's happening on the gridiron or out in all these various ball things or in the basketball rooms than they do on their curriculum. And as a result, you're right, we have inculcated, you know, there was a time in the Ivy League where the boys would be turned out on the grassy lawn someplace for fresh air, oxygen, a little bit of vitamin A and D, and come back in refreshed and ready to go. But it has morphed into this incredible industry all across America. There's so much money made on it that it has become a lifestyle. And yes, then they can use that competitive discourse in order to get people on board and be a team player.
Yeah, but the funny thing is that, you know, it's like a fixed fight, you know.
Well, that's a really key issue in all of this too, because when you start talking about harmonizing internationally economies and economic directives, what you basically do, it's like the flash trading that we're seeing used on Wall Street. I've read a couple of articles off Bloomberg and other sources about this idea of locating servers, your own servers, at a fee, renting space inside one of these various trading houses so that you can get a nanosecond lead on the competition and make inside trades before the rest of the marketplace can start to activate. And so going back to the establishment of the Rothschilds banking empire and all of his five sons and all of his five daughters from the beginning, fanning out across the Europe and England and even into the United States, South America, and Asia, when the Rothschild banking system spread across the globe, they proved at Waterloo that a little bit of insider trading, you can go in and just decimate a stock market and control economies. And so I can see where this harmonization works to basically build a protection racket, a mob of these gangster banksters.
Well, it's not just the banksters. If you think about the amount of money involved in rebuilding the U.S. infrastructure, I think you can see that the building trades would be very interested in that kind of program. So what you have is a combination of the IT gangsters and the building trades gangsters, and they've partnered up, you know, to rebuild a smart infrastructure.
So we've got actors and we have stakeholders in all of this. We've got the people that would be on the benefiting and the receiving end of complete and total, first, the operation to failure process where we neglect infrastructure for a generation, and then you turn around and rebuild infrastructure so that the next generation can profit from that reconstructive act, if you will. And so we've got a lot of players, is what you're saying, in this game, even beyond, above and beyond just the banking interest.
Oh, it's extraordinarily sophisticated. It's just, you know, it boggles my mind how sophisticated this is. And I watched Robert Mueller give testimony, you know, what they're doing with the FBI. I'll tell you, it does not give me confidence. I mean, I think that probably the FBI for so long only looked at the low-hanging fruit, you know, the petty street crimes, basically, and they ignored everybody that was white collar. And it's the white collar criminals that really can do damage to you. And I found an article on KPMG. They are being sued. KPMG is an accounting firm. And if you recall, it was collusion with an accounting firm that brought Enron down. They were cooking the books. And just all of the bankruptcies of these big corporations in the past decade have been due to accounting fraud, right? Well, KPMG is, I think they are a Swiss-based accounting firm. They're being sued for $1 billion by the liquidators of New Century. That is a collapsed subprime lender. And what KPMG did was to file, was to prepare false reports on the economic status of the corporation. So basically, it was the accounting firm lying to the CEOs on the economic status of what they were doing that allowed that caused them to go so far down the hole before the whole scam was revealed, and of course then they're bankrupt.
Well, I think if we can look at the accountant that is actually providing the accounting services, how do they profit? Where would they profit inside of this? Have you found any indication of that? You could sit down and you could cook the books, so to speak, but unless you were getting a directive from a principal of the firm to do so, I don't see where the accountant would actually be able to siphon the money off of their own advantage. So how do they profit? We'll pick it all up on the other side, folks. Very interesting discussion this morning with our special guest, Vicki Davis, and your call.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Prime Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Prime Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. And Vicki, as we were going into the break, I was just kind of bringing up a question, you know, who benefits, qui bono, when the accountants are juggling the books? How does that accrue to their own interest when the CEOs and the stockholders would really be the ones that should be expecting a profit from any funny money in the books?
Well, that's where syndicates come into play, and also political agendas come into play. So you can't look at, you know, how does one individual firm profit, because there's probably a syndicate behind them. And in the case of KPMG, I know there is, because I'm positive that KPMG was the company that came up with the leasing, infrastructure leasing scam over in Europe, where they and this was an idea of Jacques Delors also, to provide funding for the European Commission. What they did was to issue bonds that could be invested in to lease European infrastructure, and there were American corporations that were investing in European infrastructure and writing it off on their American taxes. And Senator Grassley I'm sure it was Senator Grassley of the Senate Finance Committee. He held a hearing in the early 2000 time frame, and he had a witness. This is the first and only time that I've ever seen this, but he had a witness testify who had been involved in this infrastructure leasing scam, and he testified behind a curtain because he was afraid for his life.
All right.
He said these people are extremely dangerous, and so, but I don't know that Senator Grassley ever did anything about it. I don't know if they changed the laws or what, but that hearing, you know, is burned in my memory, and I believe that KPMG was the accounting firm that set up that whole leasing scam.
Well, so we have concerns, and I came across them early in my reading back in as early as the let's say the 1600s. We start seeing the use of the word concerns. Then that of course comes into corporations, businesses, enterprises, if you will, entrepreneurs, enterprises. Then there's another aspect that comes in early in the writings. Also, is combinations. And concerns and combinations were a concern not only for governments and our founders. They were very cautious about allowing these combinations to form. And so perhaps what you're indicating here is in this collusion are combinations of allied interests where there may be some pressure placed upon an accounting company or an accounting firm, together with a little bit of payola, to help to make a company weak by working over their books that gives a false impression of prosperity. Would that be a fair assumption?
Yeah, Trojan horse.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's certainly what happened with Enron.
Well, the Fabian socialists use the phraseology there, permeation and penetration. You permeate a marketplace, just to use the model, and then you can penetrate key positions in the marketplace, and the same can happen in government. So we have an association of governors here that Pennsylvania Governor Rendell is leading this year. You have an association of governors, all of the governors in America. You penetrate that group with staff writers and staff aides and the people, the experts say, the people that are always standing behind the curtain, people familiar with the matter said, just reiterating ways that we find it in the media. You have these people come inside, the change agents, and they provide the research and the dialogue that then a governor like Rendell would use. And here's a classic. It's in this part one, the Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell interview, which you can find on Vicki's website, channelingreality.com. Click on the Become Vocal Local link, and here it is. Governor Rendell speaking in an interview says, "This is a battle for America's future. Infrastructure in this country is important. How we deal with our infrastructure in the next two decades is as important as to our competitiveness as how we deal with educating our children. They're both things that are involved in the long-term economic competitiveness of this country. Do we want to be a third-rate nation, or do we still want to be the greatest country in the world when it comes to economy and moving around?" It's a very interesting way to start out his discussion there, because it's blending ideas and thoughts, but it's hooking it up with things, for instance, which is important, and then advancing again this idea of this choice. Do we become a third-rate nation, or do we still want to be the greatest country in the world? This is competitiveness that you brought up, Vicki.
Right. And that's what they use every time. And the central planning does include, includes the healthcare system, it includes the infrastructure, the education system. They've got the whole thing laid out in a strategic plan. It is a totally centrally planned economy and country. only it's not for competition because it matches what's being done over in Europe. So you can't call it competition. And another thing in Ed Rendell's interview, that PBS interview, he was asked, you know, he was talking about leasing infrastructure for toll roads, leasing roads, and he was asked the question, well, why do you think private corporations can run up more efficiently than government? Or, you know, why would we do this, lease out our infrastructure? And he mentioned the fact that, well, corporations can write off a percentage of that on their taxes. So whereas a government where a corporation might spend $120 million, the government would only spend $100 million because the corporation can write off $20 million of that off of its taxes. Now, so which says to me that the foreign corporations are getting the same tax break for leasing infrastructure in their country that our corporations are getting for leasing infrastructure over in the other country. So you can see, you know, what they've done, what they're doing is they're exchanging corporations, exchanging investments in infrastructure because they can use the leverage of, we have to do this, you know, because we have to allow foreign corporations to invest in our country, and it's because of the way that the World Trade Organization is set up and all these free trade agreements are set up to their multinational investment agreements, and the external large corporations can use leverage inside of a country that a domestic corporation cannot.
Well, yes, we understand the idea of transnational corporations, and you can use Walmart as an example, as a whipping boy there, or ExxonMobil, or any of the others. You know, we can see that they have certain advantages of doing business elsewhere where taxes may be, tax structures may be more beneficial in a developing country. But at the top of this pile, when I've gone in and done research on the Rothschilds, for instance, you look at the, or you could use Nestle or Suarez or any of the other ones, but with the Rothschilds particularly, when you run a corporate ownership pyramid with them at the top and see what they're involved with, any idea that somebody would be a foreign corporation investing in America, if you don't track it back to who owns it, then, you know, we really go into error, because it's not really a foreign corporation. It's a transnational corporation, and if they need to develop or create a corporation head here with a new name and a new bricks and mortar, they'll do that. They can get all of the tax benefit, but they're still the same corporation, just operating with another head.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, they, with their profits, domestic corporations with profits offshore, they don't have to pay taxes until they repatriate the profit.
The profit. Okay, we'll pick it up on the other side of this break, folks. Stay with us. Visiting today with Vicki Davis.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com. PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
And we've returned, zipping through the first hour of this morning's broadcast, speaking with Vicki Davis. Again, her website is channelingreality.com, on which you'll find the Become Vocal Local link on the homepage, and click on that and go through the articles that we're discussing on air along with us, reading along, if you will. But back to this Ed Rendell interview, part of what I see going on in all of this, Vicki, is basically he's shaping the debate in the interview. And then he's using buzzwords, and I've been guilty of this in the past myself, back when I was having to write these kind of reports and letters and things like that. There are certain words that are going around, and if you don't use them, it makes you feel like you're out in left field, your clients aren't too happy. They want to see those buzzwords, too. And so here he says, the American infrastructure, our transportation system, was the envy of the world for decades and decades. Now, it's laughable. You go over to Europe and meet with transportation secretaries of European states, and they make fun of us because we don't have rail transportation for passengers and even rail freight that's so much better for the environment, that's so much more economical. Well, you know, hey, Ed, you have old tennis shoes. Well, you know, anyway, let's go in a little further. He says, you've seen those commercials. Again, look at all the things he's bringing up here. You've seen those commercials. Who funds the commercials? Who writes the commercials? Where they say, never mentioning whom, but they say the equivalent of 1 gallon of gasoline will move X amount of tons of rail freight, X amount of miles. It's stunning. Yet, we're spending a whole lot less on rail freight than we are on road transportation. We're not spending smart, keyword, we'll come back to that. I saw in the newspaper, so now we've seen commercials, we've been ridiculed in Europe, and you now, we're looking at the newspaper, I saw in the newspaper now that they're, who? They are, the never mentioned they, the experts said, they're thinking of putting trucks on rail lines because it's so much more economical. We've got to, well, I'm not going to stop. I'm going to stop right there, you Nimrod. Maybe he doesn't know about the mini land bridge, but the mini land bridge has been around since the early 70s that I'm aware of. We've been putting piggyback freight overseas container cargo carrying cars, or what do they call their containers, overseas containers, Eckert Overseas Container Line. We've been putting those on the back of semi-truck trailers for decades and decades. But he says, I saw in the newspaper now that they're thinking of putting trucks on rail lines because it's so much more economical. We've got to start becoming very smart in how we conserve and in how we spend, and that's the way to deal with the infrastructure. So tell us about SMART. SMART is a big word, is it not, Vicki? SMART is also the IT aspect, but it's also Agenda 21, Sustainable Development.
Well, I would suggest that we get SMART, first of all, by getting rid of Ed Rendell.
That would be a good move. We should do that in 2010.
There's an echo on this line.
A little bit of one, yes.
Yeah, can you call me back because it's very distracting.
Okay, sure can. Let's see if we can do that. All right, I'll just see if I can. See if we can't get this particular doink. Let's see, that's good there. And let's go ahead and add her back in. This is self-produced talk radio, folks. We've got all the technology right here on the network. And let's see if we can do that. Add this, add that. And see if we go in again. And there it is.
Hello.
Oh, now, do we still have an echo?
Yes. It's repeating every word that I say.
Okay, let's see. Interesting. Well, I'll try it one more time. We'll just go ahead and produce on air because we can. And I'll drop you and reconnect. And so we've done that. And now we'll go back and do it again. Well, I'll tell you what, folks, I am not the multitasking person that I could be, but we're getting the hang of it. Let's see. We'll just produce this one on air. There we go. Add that one in there and go there, and let's see if we get a better connection now. Got to have a good connection here with Vic. How's that?
Hello?
Is that any better?
Let me see.
One, two, three. You getting an echo?
I'm still getting an echo. Every word that I'm saying comes right back at me.
Huh. Do you have any kind of a speakerphone going or anything?
No, I don't.
Huh.
Wait a minute. I can switch phones, but I doubt that will.
We'll see if you can do that, because it seems to be working okay on this end, and I can hear you fine without the echo.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Let me see.
Okay.
Okay. No, it's repeating right back at me.
Oh, my.
This reminds me of the phone connection in Alaska, you know, before Alaska got modern phones. You almost couldn't talk to anybody because, your words come right back at you.
Yeah, okay. Well, what can we do? I don't know. Can we work through it some way?
Well, we can try, but if I get confused, you'll have to...
That's no problem at all. I've been living in the land of confusion for most of my life. So anyway, I'll do a little bit more of the talking, but definitely Ed Rendell could be on the way out, and it would be a good place to begin. So then he's being interviewed by this guy, Ray Suarez, here, and he says, so what has to change about the way people like you talk to the public about what's at stake here? Notice the way that we're going to have people like you, a governor, an association of governors, the head of the association of governors, and this interviewer is asking, what has to change about the way people like you, the governors, talk to the public about what's at stake here? So now we've thrown in stakeholders as well. We're talking about the way government talks to people, where the public officials talk to or interpret. We've all seen those roadside interpretive centers as you're driving by the a park. I'm thinking of, it's the Grand Canyon. That's what I was thinking. I was out on a road trip years back and was driving along, and here's the Grand Canyon, and sure enough, and there's a big sign along the road that there's a Grand Canyon Interpretive Center. And so I whipped in there, like a place to have a smoke and drink a cup of coffee. And sure enough, we had someone in there that was trying to interpret the Grand Canyon for us. And so they're going to tell us what we're going to see, because we're not smart enough to know what the Grand Canyon is. And then they're going to tell us how it took billions and billions of years to form, and that it wasn't formed in just a matter of months. as the water from the great central states flooding area, the Great Lakes of America, rushed towards the sea. But what has to change about the way that governors talk to the public and about what's at stake here? Well, first of all, Rendell continues, people have to start talking about infrastructure. Infrastructure is not very sexy. It's not like the economy. It's not like jobs. It's not even like renewable energy. So people have to start talking about infrastructure. In other words, they're going to shape the debate. And so you will see more and more often in your newspapers and on your TV sets and on the radio, you're going to see more and more written about infrastructure and our need to make our infrastructure match European infrastructure. Vicki?
Yeah, well, I think what needs to change about the debate is that our officials need to start telling the truth. And I don't even know when the last time was that we got an honest presentation of what's really going on in this country. So
I can't put my finger on it either. Of course, I'm kind of out of the loop. If it weren't for researchers like yourself bringing this modern stuff to my attention, unless I run across it looking into the at the United Nations or any of the tracking out any of the bills that are passed, a lot of this dialogue would be outside of my purview. That's for sure. But Rendell goes on and he says, this wonderful thing about infrastructure repair is that it's the best economic stimulus that we can have. No offense to President Bush and the Congress who fashioned the last economic stimulus program, but those rebate checks, if you judge by retail sales in the various department stores, it's pretty clear that those people got those checks and used it to pay off existing debt. So at least he's on par there. It didn't create one new job in America. It didn't create one new order for any American business. But infrastructure repair creates thousands of jobs. And then he goes on and he talks about those thousands of jobs that it creates. And so, again, we're taking, we're robbing Peter to pay Paul to rebuild a failing infrastructure. And we're not going to do it gradually, as we had westward expansion, as the Rothschilds financed the Carnegies and the Rockefellers and the others to build the railroads. We don't have all of the corporations coming in, buying up that checkerboard America to house and to the land underneath those railroads, and we don't have all of the new cities being built. Those are the things that built this country great. These are the things that were the envy of the world for 100 years. But now that we're built out, so to speak, now we need to go back and rebuild America. And
well, we're not going to get the same kind of economic return on the rebuild that we got on the initial build. And it's a fraud for him to even say that.
Yeah.
Because the only jobs that will be created are the ones that are involved in the construction, and that only lasts until the construction is done.
And then you still have unemployment. So, yeah, it's a poor plan, and we'll pick it all up on the other side of this top of the hour break. Folks, stay with us for hour number two coming straight ahead.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, September the 17th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, the official homepage of this broadcasting network. So much interesting material that you can find right there on the oraclebroadcasting.com webpage. That it certainly deserves your perusal. Maybe you want to log on and bookmark that site today. My name is William Roberts. Once again, here in the second hour, we're visiting with Vicki Davis as we do on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We're tracking through some material, some research that you can find on her website. It's www.channelingreality.com, channelingreality.com, and on the homepage of that website on the left-hand side, you'll find the Become Vocal Local link. If you click on that link for today, and it will remain posted. So if you're listening to this broadcast on an archived rebroadcast or a podcast at a later time, you can always go back to the Vicki Davis's website, channelingreality.com, click on the Become Vocal Local link, and you can see the various documents that we're referring to, and especially the ones that are much more lengthy that we can cover on air that you can peruse at your own leisure. But yeah, as we're going into the break here, the top of the hour, Vicki, this idea of shaping the dialogue, shaping the dialectic, if you will, talking about creating and rebuilding infrastructure, all of this, these are band-aids on a sucking chest wound of the body politic. Yes, they do. They use concrete, they use steel and all of this, but when you're done building them, that's the end. And so we're basically going around band-aiding and repainting our country, but we're really not producing new wealth and new capital.
No, not at all. And, well, and even worse than that, I heard, I think it was Obama was giving a speech, or maybe, I forget who it was, but anyway, they were talking about transforming Detroit to produce wind turbines instead of automobiles.
Well, that's going to be an interesting, hold that thought right there. We've got a caller. I hate to keep them on because I never know when they're going to drop, but let's bring up this caller right now. Doug in Texas. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Will. I just wanted to call in and check out the phone system, make sure it was working okay, and comment real quickly on what you guys are talking about, and that's the fact that it's a short-term economy. When you look at what they're doing through the first stimulus package, the $780 billion, it's building a global information awareness grid, and those are the type of jobs that they're building. New military installations, new federal government buildings, and sure, this does stimulate local economies in the short term because you have electricians, you have contractors, plumbers, whatnot, that will, you know, get a short-term benefit from it. But like you were saying, well, once that's created, then the only thing that it produces is more jobs for government bureaucrats. And, of course, those are subsidized by taxes. So it's just this crazy idea that somehow building government, doubling, tripling, quadrupling the size of government is somehow going to benefit the U.S. economy long term. But they realize this. I mean, they're building the grid. They're using our wealth to build the grid. And once the grid's built, they don't really care. I mean, they're looking at this in a very short-term perspective.
Well, it's like a snake that's eating its tail. I hope the tail feels good, but if you think it's going to make you healthy, give it up. Vicki?
No, he's exactly right, and which is what worries me about this healthcare system that they're building and why I think we all know what it's for. You know, it will be culling the population through the non-healthcare system.
Well, yeah, this morning on Bloomberg, I saw an article, Doug and Vicki, about how in Africa they're concerned that the lack of condoms is going to contribute to climate change. Well, isn't that amazing? Doug, thank you for calling in, my friend. Doug from Texas.
Hey, thanks,
Lynn.
You guys have a good day.
All right.
Thank you. You too.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Prime Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Prime Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. This is a live broadcast Thursday, September the 17th, 2009. We're in our second hour, visiting again today with Vicki Davis. Always like to get together with Vicki and tap her vast knowledge of the IT system, the internet, information technology. See, if I was bright enough, I'd figure this stuff out by now, but I ain't that bright when it comes to computerdom. I guess I am just computerdom. But tell us a little bit more about your observation that Doug Owen calling in this morning to our broadcast. What a pleasure that is to know that Doug's out there listening and our IT gurus are in the background making sure this broadcast flies perfectly. But give us your ideas on that call.
Well, he mentioned the short-term economy, and so I wanted to I found a website called www.techamerica.org. And there's a page on there about the stimulus the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. And all of that, this web page has a listing of the where they're spending stimulus dollars for IT systems. Now, IT systems are not job creating. They are job destroying, because by definition what an IT system, the purpose of it, it's a management system, and the idea of it is to conserve resources, to make systems efficient so that you can eliminate people.
Well, we've been basically, you know, I mean, you can use this network as an example of that. You know, there are so many networks out there that depend on their bricks and their mortars and their, you know, board ops and their producers and their call screeners and the people that type up the information and write the scripts and hand it out and load the videos and all of those other things, using the incredible technology that has been crafted here at Oracle, just short of absolute brilliant genius in my part, in my view and my estimation. It has the ability to set all, aside all of those things. So you're absolutely right, creating a greater infrastructure, this information technology, this is a job eliminator, not a job builder.
Right. Well, and in that report that I was telling you about that Jacques Delors did in 1993, the white paper report, on page 19 of that report, he lists the sources of new jobs, you know, in the new economy. And under the heading of local services, here are the kinds of jobs that are going to be available as they were projecting in 1993. Home help for the elderly, handicapped, health care, meal preparation, and housework. Minding preschool-age children and school children before and after school, including taking them to and from school. Assistance to young people facing difficulties, comprising help with schoolwork, provision of leisure facilities, especially sports, and support for the most disadvantaged. Acting as caretaker for blocks of flats. Provision of leisure and cultural facilities, provided they are thereby made more accessible to all. And then local shops kept in business in rural areas and also in outlying suburban areas. So that's what they were projecting as the future. I mean, oh, man.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, and you could just target any one of them. There's so many there. But, you know, the idea of protecting the small shops in the rural areas, supporting them, as, you know, basically, again, tax subsidizing private industries so that you can have your Walmart in a rural area where otherwise a Walmart would fall on its face. You know, we have one of those here. You go in at just about any time, that building, go by their parking lot. There's certainly not enough cars there to really be much more than just the employees that may be inside the building. You go in and you walk around and it's like a ghost town. I'm telling you, if I was the owner of the business, I'd be desperately worried that the people that gave me my market analysis were misleading me, thinking that I could support that many millions and millions of dollars, even the infrastructure that was necessary. I mean, they had to build a water tank, a huge water tower for it. They had to redo all the storm sewers. They had to put in the sanitary sewer lines for that, which impacted residential neighborhoods nearby. They had to redo all of that so that they could get the sewage to the treatment plant, had to upgrade the treatment plant to be able to handle the extra flow. And all that's to support a Walmart store that, like I say, it's like a ghost town.
Yeah, and they might put a couple hundred people to work, but those are the couple hundred of people that they put out of business and out of work when they moved in.
Well, not only do they not put a couple of hundred to work, those that do work part-time, and they're not paid very well. I've talked to the checkout people and the people that work back in the aisles. They're not very happy about the amount that they've made, but you're absolutely right. All of them were recruited locally, and they came from the other hardware stores. They came from the other grocery stores, and so those employers and entrepreneurs lost their better employees to Walmart.
Yeah, well, and you think about the impact on the community in terms of community cohesiveness. Walmart could care less about, you know, any town that they move into. They can shut down their store and move out in a heartbeat.
And they have.
You know, and they don't care, you know. But when you have local businesses, they care about the town. They care about the people in the town. And, you know, you have community that way. So these big box stores have been community destroyers.
Well, to give you, you know, the double entendre and all of this thing, the Walmart in the Monette community, not far from here, they came in and they built a smaller store. There was a whole development all around them. All of their satellites, you know, the Long John Silvers and the the burger joints and all of the things that always come in right along with the Walmart, they all built in around in this little commercial park, if you will. Walmart, about 8 or 9 years later, decides they're going to move and build a super center, and so they move out of that, and now all of these little satellite businesses that sat there are, basically sucking off of and hoping to get some of the crumbs that fell from Walmart's table, their customers. All of them are now left without the pop of big store there, and so, you know, no matter how you look at it, it's just bad, bad, bad. The whole downtown of that community has almost transformed into a barrio because of the local chicken processing plant there, and most of the good businesses have moved elsewhere or gone out of business entirely. But back to this Rendell thing here, and we've only got 30 or 40 seconds before we hit the break, but he's also talking about and making a comparison between the infrastructure development during the Eisenhower administration, where federal government spending was 11.5% of our non-military domestic budget on infrastructure. And today, he says that we spend less than 2%. Well, yeah, we built the whole interstate highway system as a military project, and that system is in and in place. And now as we move further into this NASCO corridor and all of the various corridors across the United States of America, we're going to be building more for that too. But again, it's military industrial complex. We'll be back after this break, folks. Stay with us right here on Become Focal Local.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And before we move on to the next document here, Vicki, you had some other comments that you wanted to make in regards to this friend Al in the comments or the topic we've discussed so far.
Right, yeah. What people like Ed Rendell do is they always set up choices, and the choices are between bad and worse. And, you know, any logical thinking person could come up with just dozens of better solutions, but those are never options. It's just always between bad and worse. And what Rendell was talking about in terms of the amount of money that we spend on infrastructure, the veracity of what he says depends upon the truth in accounting of the federal government's numbers. And I can tell you for sure that the numbers, the accounting reports of the government are just as bogus as the as for the corporations. It's just that nobody really audits the government.
Well, it really points back to the financial hub of all of this. You know, if we can understand or wrap our minds around the idea of the Federal Reserve banking system as being part of the Rothschild's banking dynasty globally, and that if we can understand economy, it's not necessarily the way that the physiocrats, the laissez-faire, laissez-passer, Adam Smith guys had it in mind, or the Austrian School of Economics had it in mind. No, indeed, and in fact, it's completely different than that. What it is a debt-driven economy. The banking institution only make money on the interest that is levied against the money that they loan to the governments into existence. They've been capitalizing on this from 1776 forward. The Adam Weishaupt, the Illuminati, the Bayer, Mayer Amschel, Bauer Rothschild. From the beginning, he learned that if you, instead of trying to go out and work with the marketplace, if you could loan money to governments and get them on your teat, then you had not only a positive return on your initial investment, but you had the government's military forces that could secure that investment, whether you were investing in the Suez Canal or the Panama Canal or building a tunnel from England to France or under the ocean or whatever, you know. So it's all based on debt. And so to look for these people to be logical, reasonable, carefully styled arguments, no, instead what we're faced with is best practices. How can we most easily create the most amount of debt in the least amount of time at the greatest amount of return for the banker?
Right. Well, and a debt economy, when you think about it, what is that? It's like a siphon in our economic jugular. You know, it reversed the books on us. Rather than building savings, no, they're building debt, and the debt is to the bankers.
Well,
and so basically what they did is set it up, arrange things so that we basically had to sell our country out from under us.
And which has been done. And another article that you have here is this trilateral cooperation charter between the health products and the food branches of Health Canada, The Food and Drug Administration, Department of Health and Human Services, the United States of America, and the Federal Commission for the Protection from Sanitary Risks from the Secretaría de Salud, Mexico. Mexico, our southern trading partners. So now we're back into this North American union, this North American community building the security and prosperity partnership, and we're involved in this trilateral cooperation charter again. Now, this didn't come on the ballot. This wasn't voted on here in Missouri. This didn't require a constitutional amendment. Now, this is done basically by the state departments of these countries and all of the various agencies getting together, developing a comprehensive plan for the merger of these three countries behind the scene, behind the curtain. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about that.
Right, and the reason why I included this with the other discussion is because the harmonization is not just occurring, you know, at the central planning level. It's occurring at the administrative levels of government. And it's not, it is for the computer systems, but it's bigger than that. It's more than that. It's to create a singular system, just a single system, to make it easier for the multinationals to do business across borders, which basically, if you have a single system, you don't have a border. The border at that point becomes a logical border, not really a border that has any meaning or value. So that's what this is about, this trilateral cooperation charter. And it's to make our definitions of foods and products and how those products are handled the same across borders.
Well, in Agenda 21, you know, they talk about capacity building, infrastructure building, and how you go about financing it from the international community here. And the purpose of this this particular trilateral coalition, if you will, this charter, they say here the purpose is to increase communication, collaboration, and the exchange of information among the three countries in the areas of drugs, biologics, medical devices, food safety, and nutrition to protect and promote human health. So it's always for your safety. It's this promotion of the safety cult. And then their mission is to protect and promote health through a trilateral forum that shares information and works collaboratively on issues of mutual interest. Well, certainly we wouldn't want to have the people in Mexico, you know, just running over with some kind of a horrible disease of some sort or another. And we wouldn't want our friends in the north, you know, the Canadians, to have the same kind of a problem. And, of course, we wouldn't want to be the place where we're spreading our diseases to them. But when we start talking about it, increasing communication, collaboration, and the exchange of information, once again, we're not talking about bricks and mortar. We're not talking about watermelons or cucumbers. We're talking about computers, computer systems, and all of the things that makes Gates very wealthy, but unfortunately leaves the poor poor and the homeless homeless.
Right. Well, and also it's intellectual fraud, you know, to present a computer system as providing any kind of security, because the problems occur at the site of whatever is being produced, and an information system, you know, you can track it after the fact, but that does not provide real security. And, you know, within a single corporation, yeah, you have computer systems that manage processes and that oversee things. But when you're talking about cross-border, simply having a harmonized set of laws and regulations and information systems, that provides absolutely no security whatsoever. And if they were, that brings about another one of the false choices. You know, the choice is either to allow poison products to be, or tainted products to come in from Mexico, or, you know, do this information system. If they were really interested in safety, they would shut the border down, you know, in terms of importing all of this stuff, we would produce it in our own country. And if we want to help Mexico, that's fine. You know, we could help Mexico, but we would help them come up to standard first, you know, before opening the border.
Well, one of their strategic objectives in all of this is increasing public confidence. You know, confidence is like a con game. But they're shaping, again, with this material, as we've been going through it this morning, folks, trying to lay out the idea that where we're shaping the debate, we're forming the dialectic, and then all of the work resides within the dialectic. As Aristotle wrote so long ago, such as you begin an error, you cannot help but to end an error. And as you've mentioned, Vicki, there are other choices, there are other solutions that lay out there, but because this is the debate that's been shaped, if the debate is in error initially, it can't help but to end in error, and I'm afraid that's where it's going. Folks, we're right up against the break. We'll be back in three. Take the break and come back with Vicki Davis. Stay with us.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Duke John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again here in our final half hour of today's two-hour broadcast. We're talking with Vicki Davis. We're looking at the governance system that has been set up, Canada, Mexico, USA, and the various tripartite committees on agricultural statistics, etc. Vicki, I just hand it back to you and let you take us where you need to go in this next segment.
Yeah, well, the harmonization is occurring, of course, at the administrative levels of government, which is why we don't see it. The Congress passes this legislation, and we're so focused on the legislation that we don't really see the agencies of government and how they're working. But in this global system that they have defined, over in Europe, the idea was to create a single common market, a unified association of governance. And in the United States, of course, they're doing the same thing, the very same thing, with Mexico and Canada. And so the harmonization is occurring as the agencies of government participate in working groups with their counterparts in Mexico and Canada to come up with a unified way of doing the government's business, you know, in terms of definition of products, of reporting statistics, and so forth. And so that's why I included the agricultural census, because and if you look at it, the agricultural census is a tripartite, is the result of the North American Tripartite Committee on Agricultural Statistics. And so they say you've got to produce combined statistics. They work together to produce these combined statistics, and that adds another layer of international government over the top of our domestic government.
Well, it's governance, you know, truly. That's
governance.
Yeah, truly. And then another thing that's kind of, it's like a conundrum, you know, you wouldn't think necessarily, folks, that the people that live in Mexico and that govern in Mexico and their banks and their businesses and all that, you wouldn't think necessarily that they would have a cookie-cutter, carbon copy, governmental system and agency system that mirrors ours. After all, I mean, that's Mexico, and the Mexicans are Mexican, and they live in a different climate area, and they have different cultural and heritages, and they have different religion and all of this other nonsense. And then you can see the same thing in Canada. You know, you wouldn't expect to find all of the same government offices that you would find in America up in Canada or even in France or Spain or Germany or elsewhere, but that ain't quite so. We actually have a global governance system that, again, created largely by this Rothschild banking dynasty. They finance and fund both sides of just about every conflict or crisis management. They're involved in shaping all of the debates and picking all of the leaders of the world, all in harmony in this global governance system. Of course, it's for their own benefit, not yours, not mine. So we shouldn't be surprised, but it is kind of disconcerting, Vicki, to find that whenever some bunch of clowns in a room in America come up with something, that we turn right around and we see the very same thing developing in Mexico and Canada.
Yeah, well, that's because the clowns are the same clowns, you know, that are in Canada and Mexico. So, you know, it's like a committee of clowns. But what I'm looking at here is in the link called Big Brother Snoop is at it again. And if you scroll down on that, you'll see that they had a mandate for the Joint Statistics Report. And you're right. Why do we care how much milk the Canadians produce? Why do we care how many tomatoes or how many tons of corn are produced in Mexico? Got nothing to do with us in a normal world. You know, that's their business. But in order to have the information to manage the centrally planned economies, they have to combine statistical reports so that they can control production.
And so then they build these working groups then that actually do that, and because they're all IT connected, you can just imagine somebody sitting in Washington or someplace around in the United States, and even in the corporations, And they like everyone else, we're all just on the internet now, just tippity-tapping away. And so they're working out deals and sending emails back and forth and looking at production statistics and worried about, you know, grain futures and hog futures and pork bellies and all of the rest of that. But they're communicating back and forth internationally in the course of the day. And of course, if you or I were to bring up the surreptitious nature of all of this, they would probably laugh us in there because, you know, well, of course we're doing that. What did you think we're doing? How do you think all of this works? You know, so yeah, the idea of Mexico exporting its surplus is one thing. The idea of Mexico, knowing exactly how many ears of corn I may have purchased in the last 12 months is a horse of another color.
Yeah. Well, and they sell this agricultural survey on the idea that it helps farmers. How does it help farmers? You know, if they're including Mexico in there, especially when we know that they do control the price of certain commodities to keep the price up, to keep farmers in business, and that's why you know the global central planners want to include agriculture in the next Doha round. And if they ever do that, it will put American businesses out of business.
Well, the idea of going on a gold standard or having the bimetal system and things like that was set aside again by the Rothschilds when they realized that it was going to be far more to the advantageous for them to control prices and wages than it was going to be worrying about how much gold and silver was in market. If you can just think of it from the standpoint of digits, you just create whatever digits are necessary, but you control it at the level of price and wage. And so certainly the U.S. producers, the farmers, if you will, even that needs to be explained, because when I think of a farmer here, around here, I'm thinking of 500 acres maybe or less, 660 a square mile or less. But when these folk are thinking of farmers, they're thinking of the transnationals, the big Creekside or Creekfield or something, Smithfield and some of the other big producers that are out there. And in Kansas, Dorothy, as you're driving along the highway, you don't see just a few miles of corn. You've been driving through cornfields for hours at 60 miles an hour.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. And our whole economy has been oriented towards multinationals, but the multinationals, of course, are putting our government, our country, out of business because it's cheaper to produce whatever it is that they produce, cheaper to produce it in a country like China or India.
Well, we subsidize everything here to make it, you know, either more attractive for an export market or make it so that it actually sells for less at the store, so that something from another country can come in. So there's so many price controls. You know, the whole idea, and we hear this mantra coming down from the politicos, you know, free trade, you know. Well, this is not free trade. This is managed trade, and it's managed from morning until night at every single step of the way. And as we've seen here this morning, it's being managed transnationally, and it's being war-gamed and planned out on the, from the IT, the information technology, to get myself in order here, level, to such an extent that, you know, Joe Blow out there with cow manure on the bottom of his boots, he's got, unless he's hooked into the computer, he's got no idea what the big scheme is.
Yeah, well, that was the Washington Consensus. And that was written by a guy named John Williamson, I think, when he was at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. And what he did is write up a list of points, I think it was 10 or 11 points, something like that, that all countries should do to become members of the global economy. It was supposed to build prosperity in all these countries. And one of the points was that they should reorient their economy, their entire economy, to export everything that they produce. Well, if you what that does is it cuts out the entire rest of the economy other than the producers and the exporters. But when you have the entire world economy set up to export what they produce, then what you have is a race to the bottom, a race to provide the cheapest, and it's a race on a global level.
Absolutely. Horrible, horrible picture. Okay, that's that. Let's go into this break. We'll come back for our final segment of the day with our guest, Vicki Davis, and your calls, 866-841-1065.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
And we have returned once again on Become Vocal Local. We're going to our final segment for today's broadcast. And Vicki, at this time, I always have to say thank you so very, very much for the research that you have done, for putting a Become Vocal Local page on your website, and filling up all of this very interesting information, bringing it together, gathering it, and posting it on that website so our listeners can follow along, and especially for those that are listening on the archives, this gives them an opportunity to come back and access those documents that they might have missed had we had a chat room going or something like that. So, again, thank you for that, and I look forward to next Tuesday. These are great opportunities to meld our research together a little bit and come out on the air with this material that you've been gathering and posting for years. And additionally, audience, as if you hadn't had enough of me already today, I'm going to be back again at 1 o'clock on the Oracle Broadcasting Network with Mike Chambers on his broadcast, Mike Chambers Live, at the 1 o'clock time period, Central Time. So if you're listening on the archive, you can go back and visit Mike Chambers' broadcast, because today at the 1 o'clock hour, he and I are going to go into the history and the origins of the political parties and the party structure here in the United States of America. And we're going to talk about the solutions, things that we really need to do, and we need to do rapidly to start curbing this tide of insane governance that is coming on us and at us. But as we were going into the break, Vicki, you'd mentioned this idea, and it came to my mind that if, in fact, all of the countries on the planet are being encouraged to export all of their produce, all of their product, then what we basically have got is a situation where Mexico is taking in America's laundry and America is taking in Mexico's laundry, the same with Canada, back and forth. Somewhere along the line, somebody's going to actually have to produce something that's unique, or like you said, we're going not for the lowest common denominator, but we're going back to a feudal serfdom.
Yes. It's a race to the bottom in terms of wages and production, and that's really why China has the majority of production, because they are a communist system. They basically have slave labor, and they have free trade zones, you know, that are basically the same idea as a company town that we had at the turn of the century, you know, where the company owned the town. You lived in company housing. You bought from the company store. If you listen to that song, 16 Tons, you remember that?
Oh, absolutely. 16 Tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. Robert Owen, the founder of the new Lanark, Manchester, England, he pioneered that system of the company town. He did it very well. It was a system really of entrapment. They had to go up through the Scottish Highlands and drive everybody off their land and rewild the Highlands, into King's lands for forests, and so they could do their hunting off their horses and things like that. But they drove all the Scots, down into the Manchester area to run them on these, spinning, mills, these garment factories. They're actually, complete systems. They had schools, they had lunch, they had counters, they had the stores and so on. I mean, to tell you, it was grim, and it was grim horrifically, folks. I mean, they would pack people in like in a roll-top desk. People would sleep, the women would sleep in like a 2 foot by 2 foot by 6 foot long chamber, and they just slide themselves in to sleep, and they would stack them in so much in the rooms, and the circulation was so bad that men and women both and children would actually suffocate overnight because there was not enough oxygen to keep them alive. But that was the kind of a stack 'em and pack 'em idea that Owen had. They brought that over to this country and set up, New Harmony, ran the same kind of a drill there. But this was in the rise of the Industrial Revolution, and so much of that is looked at as absolutely horrific for people then. But we look at China, we look at other Asian countries, where the civil rights and rights in general, you know, you rights, you Americans are going to know what it's like to have no rights very soon. The idea of rights, they just don't have any. And so these ideas, years of company towns or these corridors like we now have, what is it, the Mexican corridor, there's one down there. This is a whole nother kettle of fish.
See, that's why I love doing these programs with you, Will, because you know the history, and what you just described is exactly the system that they are planning on implementing in the United States. The economic development zones, there are free trade zones that are assigned to corporations, and as it turns out, the Kelo case, that area that Pfizer wanted.
Yes, Kelo versus London.
That area was granted to Pfizer as a free trade zone. And
at the expense of the people there. I mean, the idea of Kelo, that was the woman, had a fine piece of residential housing in a neighborhood of fine residential houses. But New London, Connecticut decided that they could get a better tax revenue if they were to bring in commerce in those, and replace those, transfer those people out. And so it was an eminent domain issue, basically a takings case, and it set all new precedent. And, of course, Judge Souter was replaced by Sotomayor. I mean, we went from Sodom to Gomorrah there, from Souter to Sodder. But nevertheless, I think part of the reason why he was rotated out was because the cat got out of the bag, and the various and sundry states all across the Union have come up with these eminent domain clauses in their constitutions. But you're absolutely right. When property is no longer sacred in this country can no longer exist, and I think it's all part of the plan.
Right. Well, and these zones that they're defining, it's not just the foreign trade zones. It's the intermodal commerce zones. And I found this in Idaho law. And what they did is they implemented pieces of it, just little pieces of it, over several years' time. So that unless you were really paying attention to the legislation that was going through, you would never see it. But what these intermodal commerce zones are areas that are defined for business linked to the corridors. And they are under a management structure that is separate and apart from the state and local laws. They are an entity unto themselves, and they are exempt from taxes. So what you have is, if you have one business that was invited to do business inside the zone, that is the same kind of business as one that is outside the zone, the one inside the zone will be able to charge lower prices because they don't have to pay the taxes the same as the guy on the outside of the zone.
So it's definitely an insider trading type of a situation where it's set up. But these are also, they violate, if you will, the idea of our political system in that, and I've researched a bit on this myself, these are not political subdivisions. These are actually almost like sovereign places. It's like having St. Louis is a city county. There are others around the world. Brasilia is another one of these federal zones. The Washington, D.C., the District of Corruption, it follows another, it's along the same place. These are like almost immunity zones.
Yeah, or let's see, what was the word they used for it over principalities? It's like a principality within a larger area. I mean, they are an entity unto themselves.
So they have their own Knight of the Shire that rules over them, some kind of a council, a Soviet, if you will. And they are distinct and apart from the rest of the county that they happen to be dwelling or residing within.
Right, and that's how the central planners are really going to get a hold of small business, because small business has been a problem for the central planners, right? So they came up, and this is the same concept as the foreign trade zone that are the bigger areas assigned to the multinationals. But these are smaller areas defined around, in or around the transportation hubs that are part of the centrally planned global transportation system.
And I think that as we get to go into this in greater detail, certainly next week and continuing, we understand what hazard mitigation planning is all about, central planning. We understand that we're going to be asked to move back away from all waterways and all environmental hazards, moving ourselves into this new urbanism, this new stack 'em and pack 'em system. It just goes from bad to worse. But again, thank you so much, Vicki. Thanks for joining us. The audience, thank you for listening. I'll be back again at 1 o'clock on Mike Chambers Live. Until tomorrow, have a good day and see you then.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month.
sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can meet countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
History will always remember those strong voices. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.